Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH, and 96.5 TIC. We are getting into the holiday shopping period, and that means that many people are going about looking at all of the things that they could buy, perhaps for themselves, for their families, as holiday gifts for family, friends, coworkers, and so on and so forth. And there are a lot of options out there, and many that we are going to discuss that are locally focused with Catherine Marks. She is the district director of the Connecticut District Office for the U.S. Small Business Administration. Catherine, always a pleasure to have some time to talk with you.
Wonderful to be with you.
Let's start off by realizing, first of all, for the record, for everybody listening, that yes, this is Sunday, so Black Friday, Shops While Saturday have passed by now. But I want to point out that those are major days, and we need to talk about them. When you think Black Friday in Connecticut, what comes to mind?
What comes to mind is waking up early and wanting to get out of the house and do some shopping after Thanksgiving. That's personal. But for the SBA and for all the small businesses that we support, we know that the holiday season, the weekend, we're talking on Sunday, but the weekend that starts on Friday is one of the most important for our small businesses. Believe it or not, our small businesses expect almost 20% of their annual revenue to come from the holiday sales just this weekend, just on Saturday. So it's just so important to get out there and support them. And I have 1,000 reasons why. So you want to get into them?
Let's do it.
Okay. Earlier this week, we did sort of do a little bit of promotion. We were down in Old Mystic Village in Mystic and Stonington, Connecticut. And what we realized there is that getting out and shopping locally is important on multiple levels. The first one is you are going to find those unique gifts. By going into independently run stores, you're going to find those gifts that really touch on the person that you're trying to give to, that you are contributing to your community. Did you know, Morgan, that when we spend a dollar at a local small business, approximately 67, 60, 66 cents stays in our community? That's having a real impact because these small businesses support our communities 365 days out of the year, and we want them to be there for the whole year. So that's a really important reason to come. And then one of the best things, I think, is the in-person shopping experience. I did a little shopping myself after the kickoff in Old Mystic Village, and I went into a kitchen store, and I was able to talk with an expert about some issues that I have with some recipes for tomorrow. And, you know, they were able to guide me to very specific items that I needed, and that kind of expertise, I think, is makes shopping in person so important. So those are just some of my reasons.
Absolutely true. All of those very valid. You know, Catherine, what I wanted to point out, that for years, decades, this has been a big part of America's identity. And here in Connecticut, of course, too, when we kick off the shopping season, you know, maybe you could talk a little bit about the history of Black Friday, of Shop Small Saturday. Where did all of this come from? How did it originate?
Right. Well, what I know is that Small Business Saturday, we at the United States Small Business Administration have been sponsoring this since 2011 by really, really focusing in on how important it is to find those local retailers, find your small businesses in your community and support them. And the reason why is because in the United States, 99% of our businesses are small businesses. And the really important things is that they create 2 out of every 3 jobs, and they employ half of the workforce. So this is, you know, shopping small, getting out there and shopping in your community, it really is, I guess in some ways, Morgan, you know, we're thankful. We're thankful that they're there for 365 days out of the year, and we're going to support them. And then, you know, we get to enjoy whatever holiday we're celebrating by knowing that, you know, we contributed. We did it together. We're supporting these small businesses. So I don't know about Black Friday. I don't know the history of that, but I do know why Shop Small Saturday is just so, so very important. Last year, the projected amount that was spent on Shop Small Saturday was nationwide was $22 billion. Isn't that amazing?
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. And I know I contribute to that every year.
And this is across the country, you know, as you've indicated.
Correct.
You know, imagine all of that money basically infused into local communities, going back to what you were talking about earlier.
Right, right. And that's what's so important. Again, you know, we've over the years have done our kickoff in various parts of Connecticut. We've been out to Ridgefield. We've done it in West Hartford. We've done it in New Haven. We've done it in Middletown. This year we were in Old Mystic Village. And I have to say, you know, every single Main Street, every single hamlet like Old Mystic Village is unique and has amazing stores. Going into a bookstore and having the owners of the bookstore suggesting some books, or if you're trying to buy for, you know, that uncle that likes fly fishing, having that experience at those local bookstores is amazing. That's what we did last year when we were in, you know, shopping on a Main Street. So folks, really, this is a push. This is a push. And since we're talking on Sunday and Shop Small Saturday has already happened and Black Friday has already happened, why don't you and I go with Shop Small all season long? And because if you do that, I think that you are really going to have a truly wonderful holiday season. And we are going to support local workers. We're going to support job creators. And if we're buying artisan gifts, we're going to be supporting those artisans as well.
Catherine Marks is our guest on Face Connecticut today. She is the U.S. Small Business Administration Connecticut District Office District Director, and we're talking about what is really the kickoff of the whole holiday shopping season as we get into these final weeks of 2025. Catherine, it's not lost on me that a lot of news in the last few years, really since COVID, has been focused on the economy. How's it doing? Where's it at? And we think about the past year, there have been a number of polls that have suggested that perhaps Americans are concerned about the economy, but at the same time, we have data that's showing us the contrary, that people are still spending and that spending is strong and that the data has been relatively good in that area. But still, people, even when the economy is great, are often looking for deals. And so if somebody is looking to shop across Connecticut and check out some places that maybe they haven't been to before, how might they be able to find deals that make sense to them?
Yeah, I think one of the you talked about the economy and COVID. Thank God it's in our rearview mirror. But what we know and what I witnessed in working with small businesses through that pandemic, working with local leaders through that pandemic, is there was this heightened appreciation for their small businesses, because in some senses, that's all that they had to be able to go and utilize. And that's what they were able to do when they were able to only shop, you know, sort of outside or go to a pizza window. So I think that even though the businesses had a very difficult time getting through the pandemic, and SBA, the Small Business Administration, was there to help them, I think we have a heightened awareness. So when you talk about the differentiation of news that comes through about the economy, I think the economy is strong in that sense. And when you talk about deals, these small business owners know that they're competing. They know that they're competing with the very easy push of a button on our phone or on our laptop. So they are price sensitive, but it's the uniqueness, I think, that really makes our small businesses shine. And I'd love to give you a couple of thoughts on how something else we can do for our small businesses. Can I pivot to that?
Absolutely. What's on your mind?
Okay. So we just, you know, we're talking about deals, and we're talking about the fact that, you know, there's other options where we can press a button and buy a whole array of products. But when we go into the store and we find that deal that you're talking about, that wonderful deal, we're finding that unique gift. One way that we can really support the small business besides being in the store is by sharing that on our social medias. We all have that social media. So I'd like to encourage people not only to shop small, get out there, dine local, but also make sure you give positive ratings. Make sure you take a picture with that unique gift and tell folks where you bought it. I think we create a movement, and I think Connecticut has beautiful main streets, beautiful communities that are very special, and we want them to be here 10 years from now, 20 years from now, and they're only going to do that if we're out there supporting them. So we can support them by shopping, and we can support them by spreading the word to get people out there and shop locally.
On the topic of shop local and support local, you see a lot of businesses now asking people, oh, if you take pictures of our products or store with our product, please put it on social media or tag us in it. And you see these businesses, I've noticed myself, and I've kind of done it myself, they share other people's posts and comments and things like that. Have you noticed that trend too?
I've absolutely noticed the trend. I think it's one of the best ways we can support is by sharing on social media. You know, people love advice, right? So if I find this great item, if I find a great item at a frame shop on Main Street in Mystic and I post it, I can tell you that one of my friends is going to see that, and that gives them confidence then to go out and that they know that that product's there. So posting, sharing your great experience on social media is another way we can support our small businesses, and we can support our local economies. And that's what it's all about this holiday season.
I know that there are people out there who can be brand loyal, but at times it makes sense to check out someplace new or go explore for the day and see what a different area or a different region has, if we're talking about local shopping here, Catherine. So what would your recommendation be to somebody who says, okay, I have the day off, I need to do some holiday shopping, don't quite know where to go or what ideas I'm looking for? What would you tell them to do? Would it be to go someplace new and try someplace new, or maybe you find a different region? You know, what would your advice be to them if they don't usually go to, say, Greater Litchfield, and they want to go? What would you tell them to do, and how should they go about that?
I would say get in the car and absolutely go, Morgan. A couple years ago, we did Shop Small kickoff in Ridgefield. Now, I live in Eastern Connecticut. I haven't spent a lot of time in Ridgefield. It was a wonderful experience. I would say pick a town, pick a main street, start off by having a cup of coffee, go have some breakfast, do a little shopping, find a place for lunch, do a little more shopping, and there are hidden gems everywhere in Connecticut. There's a Madison, the main street in Madison has some absolutely fantastic stores. The main street in Middletown has one of my favorite toy stores. I will be going there. We buy a puzzle every year. So I will be going to Main Street in Middletown next week to find that shop. And now that we're talking about it, Morgan, what this experience is, it actually creates traditions. Traditions for your holiday season. And I think that's just the added bonus of getting out, shopping local, and enjoying all the beauties that Connecticut has.
It's funny, I have a story I'll share with you down in southwestern Connecticut. Well, first of all, my job takes me all over Connecticut, but I will say that personally I spent a lot of time recently in southwestern Connecticut, and I found on one of those main streets in one of those little towns this really good pancake mix that I had never had before, but someone suggested it to me. It is on the pricier side, but I said, I'll try it, and I fell in love with it. And now, as you mentioned, traditions. I go back each year, and I always get some. I get some other times during the year, too. But during the holidays, I'll pick up a few bags as gifts for other people. How about that?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms. For more.
Right. You're exemplifying exactly what we're talking about. I'll give you another example. Essex. Essex has this, small but beautiful village to shop in. And I was there a couple weeks ago. And what I love about small businesses is that they often support other small businesses. So it was a kitchen store in Essex, and they brought in cutting boards that were made from an artisan in Deep River. And it's my favorite cutting board. So I agree with you. It creates traditions, and I'd love to know about that pancake mix. So,
I will definitely tell you about that. But we've got a few minutes here, I do want to bring up another topic. So you, Catherine Marks, you are the district director for the Connecticut District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration. I'm curious here, Catherine, how do you work with communities across the state? You talk about main streets in Essex, Ridgefield, right? These are the central business district areas of these little towns across the state. You know, do you coordinate with the local towns to try to help these businesses succeed? What do you do on your end to make sure that those little businesses and shops stay around for those people who, like me and you, go back traditionally every year?
Right. So the Small Business Administration was created 70-something years ago to support small businesses. They understood back then how important this ecosystem, this supply chain was. So we work on multiple levels. We work with state officials, the Connecticut Department of Economic and Community Development, local officials, chambers of commerce, other organizations such as business alliances. So we work on every single level to make sure that the small businesses know about the tools that we have in our agency that are particularly lending, the opportunity for them to get financing, which is vitally important for small businesses, get counseling so that when they have to pivot, they have that tool set, and then just get the general support that they need. So we have created a very strong ecosystem in Connecticut. I'm very proud of the support we get from the state and our resource partners. And there is a lot to tap into. And you know, folks, if they haven't tapped into the Small Business Administration, should connect with us so that they can see our services that we have.
What does the Connecticut Small Business Administration for the U.S. Small Business Administration for Connecticut have in store for 2026? Any particular goals?
Oh, boy, I'm so glad you asked me that. So we do, we run programs, you know, throughout the year with our partners, but we have some really big ones coming up. We have some lending expos coming up, which we bring in lenders who specifically talk to small businesses about what their capital needs are. So that will be happening in March in the Cromwell area. And then for small businesses, so that they are able to get contracts with the state and with federal government, we have probably the biggest procurement expo that's going to be happening in Hartford that's also happening in March. So folks should really connect with us. We are here. We are here every single day to support small businesses. So I encourage everyone out there to shop small and dine local, not only this holiday season, but all year long.
Catherine, do you ever partner with other states in the region on this mission? I realize that you all represent your own states in particular, so I'm not asking about competition, but, you know, is there a way for you to collaborate with other states?
Absolutely. At one point, I was actually both the district director of Rhode Island and Connecticut. We are a federal agency that we work across state lines all the time. We work as a region all the time. Particularly in the New England region, our states are small. So we are often supporting each other, particularly with, you know, supply chain issues or ideas. You know, the textile industry in Connecticut relies on small businesses in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. So if folks are listening that don't live in Connecticut, there is an SBA district office in every state, and I encourage them to make sure they know about the programming that we have because they will benefit from it.
How does a state like Connecticut compare to California or Texas and their administrations for small businesses? Because it really does surprise me, as you mentioned, Connecticut is a small state but does have its own identity. But, you know, it's almost like, wow, you've got California and Texas. Are there similarities or are there more differences than not?
Right. So my big friends in California and Texas, there is more than one district office in those states. Geographically, they need that, right? But in the end, Morgan, what small businesses need, they need local support. They need access to capital, which is the lending that we do. They need counseling. So there is a lot of similarities that our agency throughout our field office is able to deliver. So, Connecticut and Texas are different, but the basic needs of our small business there's essentials there, and our delivery is the folks in Texas and are going to deliver it as best they can. And I am just thrilled to be the district director of Connecticut and be able to travel throughout our state and deliver those services.
Catherine, I really appreciate your time. I wish you a happy holidays. Just so that people listening know where they could learn a little bit more about your team, how can they find out more about Connecticut's Small Business Administration?
SBA.gov is the federal, and you just you just put in local offices and you hit Connecticut and you'll find us, Morgan. And that includes folks who are listening from New York. You can do the same in any state that you're in. So SBA.gov. And really important to follow us on LinkedIn, which is SBA Connecticut District Office. We appreciate everything you do for our small businesses and know that you're a really important component of sharing our message. So thank you for having me on.
Have a happy holidays, Catherine.
Thank you.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.